Up to 30,000 people filled Semple Stadium in Thurles last night to welcome home the victorious Tipperary hurling champions. The players and management arrived home after claiming the title for a 28th time following Sunday's win over Kilkenny at Croke Park. The party went on, as you might expect, late into the night, and our reporter Angus Cox was there.
Come on! That's it! Let's frighten the whole country! Give it all we got!
It all started in Thurles in 1884, when the GAA was founded in the town. And last night, another historic moment for the sport in the county, as supporters turned out in their tens of thousands to welcome home their heroes.
The homecomings are always fantastic down here.
Were you at the last one?
Oh, I was, yeah.
And what's so fantastic about it?
Just the buzz, yeah, and the atmosphere, and everyone, whether you're worst enemy, give you a hug.
Where are you all from?
Thurles!
Thurles.
Did you watch the match yesterday?
Yeah.
We were there.
All of you?
Yeah.
How did you all manage to get tickets for it?
Just enough.
Well connected anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
They mightn't have won the Munster final, but they deserved the All-Ireland.
Were you at the match yesterday?
There was. Above at Hill 16.
But you're hiding away here and all the action's happening outside.
We're going in there now in a minute. We're coming down from Dublin.
So you're wetting your whistle first, are you?
Well, we're going all out.
54 years in Colorado, I'm home for the match. I love to play it. Tipperary is my native home.
I'm from Lochgill, Shamrock, County Antrim. I come down here today for the celebrations. I always said, whenever I'm sitting in the house, maybe if I didn't get to the match, I'll come here. And I would love to see what they do whenever they celebrate.
Who's your favourite player?
Jamie Cullen.
Yeah, why is he your favourite?
Because he scores goals.
And what have you got there in your hands?
A horn.
And what does that do?
Makes noise.
From Tipperary.
Local artists, the Two Johnnies, warmed up the crowd in their own unique way before the main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 All-Ireland champions, Tipperary!
His leadership skills, 8 goals and 18 points during this championship, Jamie Cullen!
They don't come around too often. When we won it back, I suppose, in 2010, everyone thought, you know, it was going to come year after year, and in 2016 again. But when they come around, you have to enjoy them. And we just thank you so much for your support through the year.
Get your number plates in the air, come on. Because we can't do the lighters yet.
As proceedings in Semple Stadium wound down, the party continued at nearby Drumminch, Seamus Callanan's home club.
John Egan, and I'm the chair of Drumminch GAA Club. To be a club with a man and a county team and winning an All-Ireland is massive. To have the captain is just out of this world really for us here. We're a small club, proud club, and this is really an honour and a privilege for us today to host the team to come and be the first club in Tipperary to welcome Liam McCarthy back to his rightful home.
Drumminch clubman and former Tipperary hurler Seamus Butler was among those who turned out to welcome home the team.
It's unreal for us here in Drumminch to have the captain. It's unreal. We're so proud of Molly.
Because it's an amateur sport, you don't have that buffer from the public. Like when something goes right, like yesterday, everyone's celebrating with you and it's great. But there can be some tough times again, and it's not like where you have professional athletes and you have a big team behind you.
Sure, listen, you're part of the public as well though. You're part of the community more so than maybe soccer professionals or whatever like that. So there's no real egos or anything like that. You're part of it and you're trying to... You're playing for your local parish and county whenever you tug out.
Everyone seems to be gravitating now towards the GAA club here, and it's coming up on 10 o'clock on a Monday night, and it looks like there's no sign of it stopping anytime soon.
I'd say now it's only getting wound up now at this stage. It'll be building up nicely. There's a couple of bonfires to go off, and there's all sorts of other surprises coming as well. So, no, I mean, the crowd is coming out nicely now from town. I don't know, will there be any work done in this parish now for the next 2 or 3 weeks? It'll be serious.
Tipperary just won the All-Ireland yesterday, by the way. And they're now crowned the 2019 All-Ireland champions.
And that report from Angus Cox.